Hey there, so today is podcast day and we are going to try something a little different and we'll see if this works. We'll see if the audio actually comes out, the video comes out the way I want it to come out. I often do not do the video podcast because, you know, of course you need all the equipment and I like to now try to justify the cost for buying all the fancy things and just keep it simple until I feel that it's really needed. And so, but I tried a little rig thing and we'll see if it works. If you actually get to see my actual video, then you'll know that it actually worked. If not, you'll just be able to listen to my podcast as usual on 13 plus platforms via audio. So let me just tell you, one great thing of being a podcaster is you can record in your pajamas. You don't have to expose yourself or anything to anyone because they can't see you for the most part if you do audio podcasts. A podcast is a way to really learn how to make connections or learn how to connect better with yourself. I know early on I did have some guest podcasters and I will most likely do that again. But these last 2 years, I've been podcasting for over 2 years now, and it's been awesome just to have a platform to share more of what I'm learning and share my journey with others and getting to know what people are interested in for, you know, by when people actually listen to the videos. That's a good indication of knowing that people are listening, knowing that people are continuous listeners. And if you are a continuous listener of Conversations with Hikini Podcast, would you consider giving a donation? Those donations will go towards hosting my podcast. There is a fee to host a podcast on Buzzsprout and to do some other projects. I will be sending out more information about local things to help sponsor and give to. And so portions of the donations in the future will be given to different local charities centered around mental health, because that's our main focus. We're learning how to live more mindfully one day at a time. And it's all about mental health, really. Your mental health and well-being. So let's get started with this podcast. It is kind of weird looking at two different screens here. We'll see if they actually work. But I may just kind of zone off so I can focus. Being an introvert, that's another good way to get the word out about what you're doing is podcasting. If you're an introvert, if you usually would rather be behind the scenes, or after a while, you know, enough interaction is enough and then it'll be better for you just to be by yourself for a while. But I've enjoyed doing these podcasts and hopefully you are enjoying them as well. So we're going to dive into this week's topic, and it's a topic that's so dear to new entrepreneurs, those who are just starting their businesses, even seasoned entrepreneurs can benefit from not only this episode, but also the podcast in general. For those who are just joining us, if you see this video, then it worked. If not, this is just a regular audio podcast. You will see me scratching my head and all the things because I'm not going to edit this unless there's like a long, long pause. But since it's a video, I can see myself if I'm like kind of drifting off somewhere. So, but learn how to focus. As entrepreneurs, we do a lot of different things. My husband and I have been in the online space at least about 6 years or so right now. I think mine is going on 7 because I actually got online, started blogging before he did, getting into affiliate marketing. And I actually still like affiliate marketing. And I know there's the affiliate marketing agencies out there. And I am an affiliate for different companies as well. But what has been, I guess, the stress that comes with putting yourself out there is wanting to have an impact in people's lives. And not only just helping others build their businesses. I can do that. I'm good at that. I'm good at helping people build their businesses. I'm good at, you know, telling people about different products that other people have and then getting the percentage of sales from that. But it's nothing like being able to see the fruit of your own personal business. And that's the phase that I've been in at this point. I don't know if it's just like an over 40 thing where you want to make sure you make your mark being over 40. But I see more and more that I want to do things too to get the word out about my own personal business, not just what others are doing and how I'm helping them achieve their goals, but also being able to put my own stuff out as well. I think there should be a balance. You can get so caught up in putting everybody else's information out there, all their things, all their videos or tools, but then you may slack up on what you're actually doing for yourself. So I challenge you to put yourself out there to find a balance, a way to be able to make a mark for yourself personally as well. And one way to do that is learning how to focus on those things to get you to that next level. And what I mean by that is how you're learning how to focus on those things. You are putting proper systems in place to be able to see some movement, some progress. What you practice becomes stronger. So as you learn how to practice every day with your schedule, even if you only have 20 minutes per day to add to your business, doing something to move the needle so you can be more confident in that you're actually doing something personally for your business and for your family as well. And so I love spreadsheets. I don't know about you guys. I don't know if you like spreadsheets or notepads or Evernote, whatever, but use some type of tool to be able to jot down the things that you have to do per day. Now you've heard those, what's the sayings about eat the frog first, or or how do you get things done? How do you what is it about the elephant? How do you eat an elephant one bite at a time? Whatever, you know. Whatever you want to use, okay? But figure out what are those things. And then you have Mr. Keller talking about, you know, focusing on that one thing. That actually works. I have implemented that before. I'm reading that book, One Thing. That's a good book to read. But taking something and figuring out what's the most important thing. Yeah, you may have like 10 things. 10 things that you actually want to do with your life. As I'm scratching my, I have something on my, maybe it's a shadow. Feels like something is on my eye, but I digress. Whatever it is, focus on that thing and see it through. I'll just give this example. And this is kind of like indirectly related to my business, trying to get our finances in order. Just figuring out like how much I actually use for my business expenses. I'm trying to, my goal this year is to have more retained earnings and making sure that there's more business savings and just making sure I use the expenses that I actually need. Because a lot of times, you know, we get all these things, I need to use this, I need to do this program, and you really don't use it. For instance, Zumba, I am a licensed Zumba instructor, but I don't actively teach classes, but I still pay my fee to stay active. And I'm like, I need to be able to make that money back. So I am starting back to practice and learn some new dances so I can put some more mindful movement out, because it's all about all this is about living more mindfully and getting back into being more aware. And what better way than to move? So it'll be a good workout for people. If you're interested, you can leave me a note in the comments, if on my website, or of course you can always send me a message. I'm on Instagram at It's Coach Keeney. But you know, start using the things that you put your money to. And so I got kind of frustrated with it. You know, a lot of times when it comes around like finances, we can sometimes neglect, or we can get frustrated with them and may just toss it to the side until later. Well, I stuck with it until I made a plan to actually get some things done and making sure that what goes out, I'm actually bringing even more in, and not just wasting money on just all these things I think that are beneficial. So I am recording this on two different screens. One of my screens is about to quit, so I'm going to stop and then restart it. Okay, so we are going to do this breathing exercise that just will help you just relax, okay? A lot of times we just don't know how to relax, especially when you are trying to focus on the things you need to focus on, right? So this is something that you can do right before you start your workflow or your business flow, and just take a pause and take a deep breath in and breathe out. Deep breath in and breathe out. Deep breath in and breathe out. Now I want you to continue to do that and keep your eyes closed. Don't look at me, I have opened my eyes. But keep your eyes closed. So as you are breathing in and breathing out, your body is automatically getting more calmer and you're getting more focused. And the way you're going to get more focused is really focusing on your breathing just for a few seconds. Just notice the sensations of, you know, whether it's in your chest or in your belly, just wherever you want to focus on that movement in, out, your breath, okay? So as you are tuning in to your breathing, I want you to start adding a little gratitude, just being thankful and grateful for your business. It doesn't matter where you want to be or where you think you should be. But one thing, as you're breathing in and breathing out, focusing on one thing that you're grateful for your business. Okay? And you continue to stay there. Just continue to breathe in and out. And as you do that, I want you to repeat after me. I am focused on the things that will get me to the next level. So you're just breathing in and breathing out. Just being all here. You may have things that come up, but it's okay. Just continue to stay here as you listen to the sound of my voice. Repeat after me again. I am focused on the things that will get me to the next level. I am focused on the things that will get me to the next level. Now, this is just an exercise just to get you focused. It's a transitional exercise. Before you begin your work, to get you focused, get you in that workflow mode. And you just stay there after that breathing. Make it part of your work block. If you have 30 minutes, you can take the first 5 minutes just to get focused. If you got 15 minutes, take the first 2 minutes to get focused. Whatever time you have, take that time to relax and center yourself to get ready to be productive for your workday. Remember, this is part of your systems that you're putting into place. Now, if you want to hear more about how to add more calm and less stress, follow me on It's Coach Keeney on Instagram. If you need some more hands-on connections, then I am creating something awesome. I am making my email list part of my test group. If that's something that you're interested in, I will provide a link for you in the show notes. That way you can opt in and you'll get updates on when you can be a part of that test group. Until next time, learn to love and learn to serve. Bye for now.